Yeah, look, if anything, it might take a little bit more. So 16 is fairly conservative from our perspective. We'll have a few rest days in there, so we'll give time for our butts to recover a little bit. But yeah, 16 days is looking about right at this stage.
Georgia, you were saying you weren't an avid bike rider before this. So what made you say yes?
A lot of my friends have said sell the bike and donate that to the charity. But I think it goes beyond the fact that we're raising money. It's more about creating awareness in our society about mental health. So 16 days on a bike isn't going to begin to compare with the pain that people are feeling for months on end when they're suffering with mental health.
So what was it that made you guys want to do this? What was it for you? What's the connection to mental health that you want to get involved and raise money for it?
Yeah, it's pretty personal for me, actually. I've lost a few family members to suicide over the last decade, and one of them especially was really, really just blindsided the whole family, so didn't know it was coming at all. And you don't have to talk to too many people, and you realise everyone has an experience, whether it's family or friends or themselves personally. So that was the main motivation for me.
And it is a flow-on effect, isn't it? It traumatises the family and friends for years to come.
That's exactly right. Yeah, George and I were actually just chatting about that on the way over in the car, about the fact that I was talking to my mum last night and discussing how this whole event has brought up some pretty difficult experiences for her and kind of forced her to relive them in a way. So yeah, it certainly does have a pretty nasty flow-on effect for everyone.
Yeah.
There's no doubt when you talk about mental health now, is it that you'd be comfortable if I started to talk to you, but it's approaching people. Why is it so hard, do you think?
It's a really difficult question to answer. I think it's steeped in history, to be honest. So you don't need to look back too far before you find people locked up in asylums and treated as, you know, crazy people that have no hope to recover. So it's really been about reshaping that opinion on mental health and viewing it as just another chronic disease like any other. Bringing those sort of problems to light is still going to mean that they are treated differently in society.
Yeah.
So I think it's really a historical thing. And it's about, you know, the onus is on all of us to make that change.
And as you mentioned too, often those who are closest can be blindsided as well, because it's not a physical symptom. I'm someone who has suffered mental health issues in the past. I've had family in the same situation. And often it's our own conversations we have in our own head that other people are going to judge us for it, or just one person has judged us for it, and therefore the assumption is everyone is. And yeah, it's about having that conversation with yourself first and knowing that it is a safe space. And some people can deal with it a lot better than others, as in from outsiders dealing with those who are dealing with it. But it's great that these kind of actions and putting your bodies physically through 16 days on a bike, I can't even fathom. I hate doing 45 seconds at the gym.
Yeah.
But yeah, to be able to just say that it is a conversation we can have. So it's from Geelong to Fremantle, starting from November 27th. Does it involve Lycra, guys?
Of course it does. That's the only reason we're doing it. No.
Lycra, leg waxing, and a tan.
Oh, brilliant.
Because if you're going to be on a bike for 16 days, you've got to look good doing it.
That's right. Yeah. So exactly. Tell us, how can we get involved? How can we help out?
Yeah, sure. So we have a few social media sites. So we're live on Facebook and Instagram. You can find us at Crossin' the Boar. So CROSSIN, the Boar. So there are two socials, and then we have links to the donation page from those two sites.
Fantastic.
Awesome stuff, guys. Well, best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and let us know how you go too once you do get to Fremantle. Firstly, buy yourself a responsible beverage because you've earned it, and then let us know how you go.
Yeah, if we get to Fremantle.